Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Giants.com. With your Giants in 90, I am John Schmelk. Though the weather might be a little gloomy here in East Rutherford, it is certainly very happy inside the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Jason Pierre-Paul is back in the building as he and the Giants came to a contract agreement late last night. Now, the Giants are thrilled to have the young man back in the building, and really, it's a great story from the comeback from that terrible accident over the summer and be ready to resume his football career with the New York Football Giants. Now, there's still a lot of things we don't know, and we'll find out when we hear from head coach Tom Coughlin when he addresses the media at 11 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. When is JPP going to be ready to play? How much more work is he going to have to do with the training staff and the medical staff to be ready to play? When he comes back, how effective is he going to be? What game will he be back for? These are all things that we're not going to find out until Tom addresses the media at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. And then, of course, we'll find out as the weeks go along how quickly he can get back onto the field and become a productive member of the Giants defense. Because the Giants do need some help with their pass rush. They have just 9 sacks this year, and they need to put more pressure on the quarterback. They hope when he's healthy and when he's ready, Jason Pierre-Paul can help with that part of their defense and put some pressure on opposing quarterbacks. With your Giants in 90, I'm John Schmelk. Stay tuned. Tom Coughlin at 11. And then, of course, Big Blue Kickoff Live. We take your calls on Jason Pierre-Paul and everything else New York Football Giants at noon with Anita Marks and David Deal. And you can also catch Tom Coughlin's presser on Giants.com, the Giants mobile app, and, of course, on MSG. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.